Exercise 2, page 39. Speaker 1.
I'd consider myself a dedicated person, so it certainly wasn't easy for me to drop out of the school hockey team halfway through the season. I really felt like I was letting my coach, and more importantly, my teammates down, but there was nothing I could do. Schoolwork has always been a priority for me, and with my final exams coming up, I can't afford to waste time playing sports. I just hope I don't regret my decision in the future.
Speaker 2.
Most evenings, I find that I have plenty of free time on my hands after I finish my homework, but I have no interest in filling that time doing extracurricular activities. Don't get me wrong, I'm quite a social person and I love sports. It's just that the extracurricular activities in my school are so badly run. One of my classmates who plays football for the school team says that the coach often arrives half an hour late. That's just unacceptable.
Speaker 3.
When I was at school, I took part in a huge variety of extracurricular activities, from sports like volleyball and hockey to activities like drama and even stamp collecting. And they never had a negative impact on my schoolwork. Actually, if anything, they helped me get better marks. Playing sports or doing activities is a great way to relieve stress, making it easier to concentrate on schoolwork when you need to. That's my opinion anyway.
Speaker 4.
Now, students, I've been asked by your headmaster, Mr. Smith, to remind you to sign up for any extracurricular activities you want to get involved in this year. Please sign your name clearly on the sheets of paper pinned to the notice board outside Mr. Smith's office. Mr. Smith encourages everyone to do at least one extracurricular activity and reminds you that there is a much wider range of activities than last year. Now, let's open our books and get down to some work.